presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Global economy.
October 23, 10 o'clock America, New York. U.S. strong enough to avoid recession, says Biden economic advisor. Brian Deese brushes off fears that raising interest rates to fight inflation will stamp out the recovery.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
October 23, 9:56 America, New York. What happens when economics becomes religion? Economics is the new American religion. Disagree with the mainstream narrative surrounding it, and you're a heathen needing quick conversion. No longer is it seen as a social science requiring unbiased scrutiny. It's about giving people what they think they want, no matter the cost.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
October 23, 9 o'clock America, New York. Finance chiefs switch jobs, retire as companies face uncertainties. A number of finance chiefs at some of the country's biggest companies have left their jobs in recent weeks. An exodus that comes amid the pressures that high inflation and the COVID-19 pandemic have had on corporate balance sheets and the economic outlook.
BBC News Business.
October 23, 8:04 America, New York, UK faces tougher austerity era, ex-bank chief warns. Former Bank of England Governor Lord King says people could face significantly higher taxes.
Daily FX Market News.
October 23, 8 o'clock America, New York, S&P 500 week ahead forecast. Megacap tech earnings in focus as Fed enters blackout. Quarterly results from Alphabet, Microsoft, Meta Platforms, Apple and Amazon will take center stage next week as the Fed's blackout period temporarily reduces attention on monetary policy.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
October 23, 8 o'clock America, New York. How U.S. supply chain sway throttles China's chip development. New U.S. export restrictions are targeting areas including semiconductor design and essential manufacturing equipment.
Global economy.
October 23, 8 o'clock America, New York. A political backlash against monetary policy is looming. Defenders of independent central banks must think about their democratic legitimacy.
New York Times Business. October 23, 7 o'clock America, New York, the week in business. Liz Truss concedes to the markets. Americans are combining leisure and business travel. Tech profits are slowing, and the deadline for Elon Musk to buy Twitter is coming up.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
October 23, 7 o'clock America, New York, iPad OS 16 tips and tricks. Apple's tablet gets more multitasking features. Apple packed more productivity into its latest tablet software. But the most powerful features are only for newer, pricier iPad Pro and Air models. New York Times Business.
October 23, 5 o'clock America, New York. Why am I seeing that political ad? Check your Trump resistance score. To help campaigns target ads, voter profiling firms score millions of Americans on issues like guns, vaccines, and QAnon.
Global economy.
October 23, 4 o'clock America, New York. Did the U.S. economy grow in the third quarter? Market questions as the FT's guide to the week ahead.
Marginal revolution.
October 23, 3:10 America, New York. The age of unpredictability. It is much harder to predict foreign policy outcomes, especially in times of turmoil when there is no nothing happens default path, than it is to predict the results of economic policies. There is no coherent model, no causal identification in the data, and the data are not very good or well partitioned to begin with.
Daily FX Market News.
October 23, 2 o'clock America, New York, USD, CAD to I yearly high on smaller BOC rate hike. USD, CAD may attempt to retrace the decline from the yearly high, 1.3978, as the Bank of Canada, BOC, is expected to deliver a smaller rate hike.
Daily FX Market News.
October 22, 2000 America, New York, Euro forecast for the week ahead. Euro, USDI's jumbo ECB rate hike as recession looms. The euro is facing an anticipated 75 basis point rate hike from the European Central Bank in the week ahead. Despite recession woes, the ECB will likely press on to fight persistent inflation.
BBC News Business.
October 22, 1917 America, New York. Cost of living. Why more Australians are giving up their pets? The cost of pet food has soared in Australia due to the pandemic and the Ukraine war.
BBC News Business.
October 22, 1804 America, New York, Dietrich Mateschitz, Red Bull co-owner and energy drink giant, dies aged 78. Red Bull co-owner Dietrich Mateschitz, a major global business figure as a result of his energy drinks empire, dies aged 78.
Marginal Revolution.
October 22, 1533 America, New York, Saturday Assorted Links. 1. Robert Willig has passed away. 2. Early acoustic demo of John Lennon doing Yellow Submarine. No, it wasn't a Paul song. 3. New dengue vaccine seems pretty good.
Marginal Revolution.
October 22, 1033 America, New York, China, Coppola. Each video is a little more than a minute, both recommended. Here is China. Here is Coppola. Via anecdotal, the post-China, Coppola appeared first on Marginal Revolution.
New York Times Business.
October 22, 905 America, New York, an activist short seller gets his day in court. Nathan Anderson, who exposed evidence of fraud at Nikola, says he feels vindicated by its founder's conviction. Nathan Anderson is the founder of Hindenburg Research.